Our next speaker is Sarah Smith. At 15, Sarah studied Spanish at the University of Havana. By 17, Crane's Chicago Business chose her as one of the 6 most influential female high school students in Chicago. In 2005, she traveled to Venezuela for the 16th World Youth Festival. As a Jewish student at Grinnell College, she was active with the Interfaith Palestine Solidarity Group. And last summer, she went to Palestine, to Israel and the West Bank on a delegation. And now in December 2010, she was subpoenaed for going on this trip. Please welcome Sarah to the...
So last summer was my first, but hopefully not my last trip to Israel and Palestine. I do hope to go back, and I encourage everyone here to try to go as well. The trip that I went on was an educational trip in which we met with NGOs, teachers, nonviolent protesters, and their families. The NGOs we met with focused on farming rights, legal rights, housing rights, and women rights for Palestinians living both in the West Bank and also in Israel. The delegation was diverse in age, race, and religious affiliation. I'm Jewish, and 2 of the other women that I went on the trip with who ended up being subpoenaed with me last December are actually Palestinian Americans. Unlike me, they actually have, their family has roots in what used to be Palestine and is now Israel. Their grandparents on both their mother and their father's side were born and raised in a Palestinian city that is now Israel. And they no longer have any family. They, you know, their entire family are refugees all over. Their parents came to the United States, and so they were born here. But unlike me, they don't have a birthright to visit their homeland. I have no connection whatsoever to Israel or Palestine. I'm just Jewish. My family originated in Germany, and yet I have the right to travel to this country that I have no connection to for free. But I decided, instead of going on birthright, to actually go on a trip that would take me not just into Israel, but to also into Palestine. And so, of course, all 3 of us were nervous about our trip for different reasons. We didn't know what really to expect, what we were going to encounter. I was nervous about being Jewish and traveling within the West Bank, and they were nervous about being Palestinian and traveling throughout Israel. When I first arrived in the West Bank, of course, I was scared to tell anyone that I was Jewish. I had heard tons of rumors, especially from my not-so-liberal Jewish side of the family, about how all Palestinians hate Jews and how you better not tell anyone that's Palestinian, especially in the West Bank, that you're Jewish. What I discovered was that my 2 Palestinian American friends refused to allow me to never tell anybody. So they went out of their way to introduce me as their Jewish friend, no matter where we went. Whether we were in front of shop owners, children playing outside, or full families, they introduced me as their Jewish friend who was traveling with them to learn about what was going on in Palestine for ourselves. And every single family, really, that we met on the street invited us in for tea or for coffee because they were so interested in learning about this group of, you know, people that were really interested in traveling together of Palestinians and Jewish Americans. And everywhere we went and everyone we spoke to welcomed all 3 of us, as you know, along with the other members of our delegation, into their homes as if we were members of their own families. Looking back, of course, I regret that I ever believed that they wouldn't have done so. It was the same when I went to Cuba. Everyone was extremely welcoming. And I realized by the end of my 2-week trip that I had been nervous for absolutely no reason and that my fears were completely, you know, illegitimate, but their fears were legitimate. My 2 Palestinian friends, when they were entering into Israel, they were detained for 10-plus hours at the airport simply because when they were asked what the origin of their last name was, they had to then, you know, tell the authorities that, yes, our grandparents were born in what now is Israel. And because of that, they were, you know, red flagged and immediately detained for 10-plus hours. The treatment that they received in the Tel Aviv airport was completely unfair and racist. I wasn't asked any questions besides, you know, why are you coming? And as soon as I said I was Jewish, because my name is Sarah Smith, you wouldn't know, I was immediately let in. There weren't any questions after that. And we were traveling to this, you know, these 2 places for the exact same reasons. But because I'm Jewish, for some reason, I have a more legitimate reason for going than they do. Then a couple of months after returning to Chicago, the three of us began to face a very different type of intimidation. And this time it was from our own government and from the FBI. After the first 14 people who were originally targeted by the FBI refused to testify, 9 additional people were subpoenaed in December 2010, including myself and my 2 Palestinian American friends. The three of us were subpoenaed specifically for going on this trip. You would think that Jews and Palestinians going together to visit Israel and Palestine is something that our government would actually encourage. Instead, all three of us were ordered to appear in front of a grand jury in January 25th, which of course all of us refused to do. They didn't want us to see, and they didn't want us to come back and talk about our trip. They didn't want us to see the illegal settlements that we saw. They didn't want us to see the Israeli fence, which is obviously not a fence. It's a giant concrete wall. They didn't want us to see just how welcoming the Palestinian people are. By the end of December, 6 other Palestinian Americans and Palestine Solidarity activists were subpoenaed along with us. And it became clear that our government was trying to scare Americans from not only traveling to Palestine, but also from getting involved in Palestine Solidarity work. We're here today because all 23 of us refused to testify. We're not going to allow our government to intimidate us from traveling to Israel and Palestine, and we're not going to allow our government to hinder the Palestine Solidarity Movement. I don't personally regret ever going on my trip, and I do hope to go back. I can firmly say that I'm not intimidated, and we are not intimidated. This case has made our movement stronger, as you can see. It's brought groups together that wouldn't normally be meeting. And like Mubarak has not intimidated the Egyptians, we are not going to allow our government or the FBI to intimidate us. Before my trip to Palestine, I was not really that involved politically, but my trip and being subpoenaed has encouraged me to get involved. And it's people like all of you who have come today to hear us speak, and the support that you give all of us that have been subpoenaed, the strength and the voice to really move forward and get more involved in our Palestine solidarity work. So I thank all of you for that. And I just want to close with a quote that I saw at the SOA Watch about 2 weeks before I was subpoenaed, which has become to mean a lot more to me the more I read it. It's a quote by Utah Phillips, and it says, "The extent to which you resist is the extent to which you are free." Thanks.